This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. It's 75 degrees, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, tonight partly cloudy, slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s, and then tomorrow exactly the same as today. Many of us who watched the Rogers Road community fight for sewer services for a long time. The Environmental Protection Agency announced plans recently to investigate claims of racial discrimination by the Orange County Planning Department towards that neighborhood. This has created some questions about how much the county can do now to help and how all this will affect the work of the Rogers Road Task Force. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Well, we've just heard so much of the same things before. I think that this final document that will come in August should clarify a lot of things and get us back on track. That was one of the better parts of it, is that we did come up with some definite dates and times for our expectations on getting a lot of things accomplished.
That's David Caldwell, president of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association. He was commenting on the progress that the Rogers Road Task Force made at their meeting on Wednesday. Because the neighborhood is stretched over the jurisdictions of Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County, decisions on how to provide services to the area have been challenging. That's why a task force made up of elected leaders from the three municipalities was charged with finding a solution. Rena filed the EPA complaint back in 2007, alleging that the county's failure to apply for federal grants to fund the Rogers Road sewer extension was because of intentional discrimination. Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich told WCHL prior to the task force meeting Wednesday that she was concerned that the county could not move forward with any recommendations due to the investigation. Fellow Commissioner Renee Price echoed the same sentiments at the meeting.
This is just an investigation. There may be no mediation. Who knows what's going to happen with this? Right now, it's just an investigation. We have no idea what's going to be the need for a type of settlement.
Betha Ninen, a community inclusion attorney fellow at the UNC Center for Civil Rights, the office representing RENA in their EPA complaint, said that an investigation does not mean the county's action will be halted. Rich disagreed and said that the county attorney ordered that they not vote on any final decisions. Anainen explained because it is a complaint and not a lawsuit, it most likely can't be dropped and a timeline for resolution is unknown. She said there's a possible option to seek mediation between the county and RENA through EPA investigators. Anainen additionally added that if the task force were to move forward with a recommendation for sewer infrastructure, investigators would likely work with the county at that point. Despite the looming EPA investigation, the task force did make progress on several measures. The group passed a motion to preference a $5.8 million sewer plan that will serve 86 properties. The proposal, however, is contingent upon Chapel Hill extending an ETJ to include the neighborhood. Lee Starro of the Chapel Hill Town Council explained the council's rationale to consider an ETJ extension.
I don't want to treat our first step as an immediate endorsement by all nine members of the council of an ETJ process, but we felt that if we didn't start and if we didn't get moving, we're going to keep punting the ball and not making decisions.
The task force's next and final meeting is set for August 21st, when they hope to have a final draft of what action will be taken. The next step is then to present the report to their respective boards. To read more about the decisions made at this Wednesday's meeting, you can read this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
With the signature by Governor Pat McCrory, the Tax Simplification and Reduction Act will be the first change to the North Carolina tax code in about 80 years. On Wednesday, the House and Senate needed one more vote on the Tax Simplification and Reduction Act before it was sent to the governor. Last Monday, North Carolina's legislature unveiled the act. On Tuesday, the House and Senate tentatively voted on the bill with strong GOP approval and little liberal support. When the tax code was written back in 1930, North Carolina was based on a manufacturing economy. But as the state has progressed, it has evolved into a service economy. North Carolina only taxes about 30 services, which is low compared to most states. North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill says the tax code contains so many loopholes and exemptions that she compares it to Swiss cheese. Senator Kinnaird says she thinks that expanding the sales tax would be more effective than lowering corporate and individual income taxes.
They should have, and they didn't, completely rewrite the tax code to extend the sales tax to many, many services, but then lower the sales tax rate way down. That would have given us a more accurate reflection of revenue based on what our economy is. Then what they did instead was they decided to lower the other two taxes that are the main sources of revenue, which is the individual income tax and the corporate income tax.
The legislature removed the estate tax and earned income tax credit, which Senator Kinnaird says kept about 500,000 working poor from falling into a deeper financial struggle.
Instead of doing tax reform, they've put us into a position where we have greatly disadvantaged the middle and lower classes to the advantage of people who are at the top.
Instead of a three-tier personal income tax system, the legislature is now instituting a flat tax of 5.8% by 2014. With a three-tier personal income tax system, the wealthier people pay a higher percentage than the middle and lower class. With a 5.8% flat tax, everyone will pay the same percentage, which Senator Kinnaird says will impact the lower and middle classes much more than the wealthy.
Now we've taken away the graduated income tax. We have a flat tax, which will be 5.8% and finally 5.75%. Well, this means that the same rate is charged to a person making $30,000 is $300,000 is $3 million. That's just not fair.
There's a lot more to this story, a lot more comments from Senator Ellie Kinnaird. You can get them on our website at chapelboro.com. More local people are jumping into the race to represent you with less than 2 days now until the filing period ends. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Andrew Davidson filed on Wednesday to run for Chapel Hill Carver City School Board. And earlier this week, Megan Layla Carmichael filed to run for the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners. Davidson is running for one of three available seats on the school board. One of those seats will be open. Current board member Gregory McElveen is an incumbent whose term expires this year. He says he will not be running for re-election. The other two incumbents, James Barrett and Michelle Brownstein, have both already filed for re-election. Davidson has been chair of the Frank Porter Graham School Improvement Team for the past year. He was a member of the team while the school was transitioning to a dual language program.
Serving during the year where that decision was made and then being the chair during transition year, I think it was about as relevant experience as you can get.
Meanwhile, in Hillsborough, two seats are available on the town's Board of Commissioners. Neither of the two incumbents are running this year. Carmichael is one of three local residents who has filed to run for those two open seats. She's a certified public accountant. She says she's never run for public office before, but she's excited for the chance to work for Hillsborough.
I spend a lot of time in Hillsborough and have been connected with a lot of my neighbors and community members, and I just want to make sure that the voices of all Hillsborough residents are represented.
The deadline to file for municipal or school board office is July 19th, this Friday at noon. Election day itself is November 5th. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
For the full story and these and all the other November hopefuls, you can visit WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. Members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education hope to adopt a new budget tonight, despite the fact that the North Carolina General Assembly's spending plan is still up in the air. School officials are looking to trim our local budget in anticipation of state-level cuts that could cost the district up to $1.3 million of funding for teaching assistants. The school board spent much of its last meeting reevaluating spending priorities to make sure enough local funding is set aside to cover the budget shortfall. But administrators are backing away from a plan to cut the number of gifted education specialists at each elementary, recommending that the district forego hiring new middle school literacy coaches instead. The legislature is still working out the details of next year's state budget. If the state cuts prove to be more than anticipated, school officials say they will have to make do with one less teaching assistant at each of the district's 11 elementary schools. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on Merritt Mill Road. We'll give you the story on the IFC, including the retirement of Chris Moran, coming up next on WCHL. Later on in the hour, Kenny Mann of Liquid Pleasure will be our guest in the studio. He and his band will be performing tonight at University Mall as part of the Sweet Carolina Concert Series. We'll talk to him at about 8:35. Right now, 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Immersed in the East 54 community where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms or two patios. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We've had a good day with traffic so far and not bad day. And it looks like that accident out near the airport on I-40 has been removed. Things are not a problem there, so continue to travel as normal in that area. 15501 northbound, just past South Columbia Road, South Columbia Street, rather, heading northbound and heading towards Manning Drive, seeing a little delay right now. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Get ready, because Kenny Mann's on his way back into the studio this
morning.
Can't
wait.
Yeah, it's going to get wild. I can guarantee it. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 75 degrees, partly sunny today, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, tonight partly cloudy, slight chance rain, low 72. Tomorrow, exactly the same as today, with a high again in the low 90s, and tomorrow night, the same as tonight. The low's in the low 70s, so it's not going to change, not anytime soon.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and Progressive Talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Chapel Hill and Carborough's Interfaith Council for Social Services said goodbye to its executive director of 17 years, Chris Moran. The Interfaith Council has been around since 1963. Its goals are to provide shelter, food, direct services, advocacy, and information to people in need. Chris Moran, who was with the IFC for a total of 29 years, made the decision to retire due to medical reasons. We spoke with the interim executive director, John Dorward, about the lasting impact that Chris Moran has had on the agency.
Chris has been the driving force of the IFC since he got here, and it's been wonderful. He has grown the agency. He has done some magnificent things throughout the community, so he will be missed.
Dorward and Moran have been working together for the last 10 years. Dorward says he's confident that the transition will be smooth, although Moran's impact is something that you cannot overestimate.
Hopefully I'm up to that task. Those were some big shoes to fill, but I'll do my best to be able to do that. We have an active board of directors. We're just taking care of business and moving forward.
The early steps in developing a new community shelter in our community is underway. Of course, the two-story structure on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard will serve as a transitional housing facility for men with 52 beds on a full-time basis and an additional 17 beds for emergency conditions such as adverse weather. The interim director, Dorward, says these kinds of community shelters are important given the lack of affordable housing here in Chapel Hill, and especially in the wake of the June 30th flooding.
Hopefully I'm up to that. I'm not certain that everybody who was displaced has been able to figure it out. Not everybody has family or friends that can take them in.
Some residents in the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard community have responded skeptically to the construction of a shelter in that vicinity. Dorward says the IFC has already taken steps to address that issue through a good neighbor plan.
There will be a committee that oversees and that meets on a regular basis to see if there are issues, if there are problems, if there are things that come up once we get into the shelter.
While the IFC is waiting for more capital to build the shelter itself, already using some funds procured by U.S. Representative David Price, and they have a fundraising effort going on right now, developers are grading and grassing over the land for the shelter site.
If all goes well with that, and it is so far, we anticipate that in the spring of next year, we'll start building the facility, and by the end of next year, early part of 2015, we should be able to move in and begin the program anew over there.
The IFC shelter will be located at the northwest corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Homestead Road, right next to the United Church of Chapel Hill. After breaking ground more than 2 years ago, UNC's newest hospital in Hillsboro is open now for patients. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
The Hillsboro UNC Hospital's medical office opened July 1st. The complete facility is still 2 years from completion. Vice President of Facilities Planning and Development for UNC Healthcare, Ray Lafreniere, says the 60,000-square-foot building holds a number of different departments.
Some of the clinics and services that are in the building are hematology, medical oncology, laboratory services, radiology, urology, GI medicine, dermatology and skin cancer, pelvic health, OBGYN, and surgical oncology.
Lafreniere says the UNC Hillsboro Hospital is an extension of the main campus hospital, built to transfer the high volume of patients to another treatment location.
Right now, on the main campus, we're at 90%, 95% capacity running most of the time.
The main campus's high volume is due largely to UNC being a state hospital, thus taking patients from all over the state. Wapernay says the hospital itself should be finished in July 2015. It will be 256,000 square feet and will hold 68 patient beds. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Road construction here in Chapel Hill is picking up a lot of momentum after weeks and weeks of rain. The three big projects are located at Smith Level Road, Weaver Dairy Road, and South Columbia Street. Resident engineer Chris Kirkman says a little extra work has gotten those projects going again.
It did slow it down, but in last week on Columbia Street, for example, we were able to get a lot done. Getting a lot done this week, so we were able to regain momentum. They worked this past weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Kirkman says he's used to working against the weather to complete a project. However, he says the rain this summer has been the biggest opponent while they've been working on the roads.
This year, obviously, looking at the weather data, but this has been unbelievable as far as rainfall the past June and July. Fortunately, you know, we were able to regain a lot of momentum last week and this week.
Hurricanes could pose similar threats, and we are in hurricane season. Kirkman says the construction teams are working hard to complete those roads by their estimated deadlines.
We would get the section between 86 or MLK, that end of it, all the way down to the roundabout. Hopefully that'll be done by late August.
Kirkman says Smith Level is estimated to be finished in May of 2015. South Columbia will be completed around December of 2014. WCHL News Time, 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. In the annual ESPYs Award show on ESPN last night, UNC was the only school in the country with two nominees, two of only four, as a matter of fact, for an ESPY as Best Female College Athlete of the Year. Kara Cannizzaro of the Tar Heel lacrosse team and Crystal Dunn of women's soccer each led their teams to the national championships in their respective sports. The winner was Brittany Griner of Baylor basketball, who led her team to the 2012 national championship. The winners are chosen in a vote of fans and announced in an Oscar-like ESPN telecast from Los Angeles. Tar Heel senior quarterback Bryn Renner was named to the 2013 Davey O'Brien Award watch list on Wednesday. This preseason nomination is Renner's second. He was also named to the Maxwell Award list on July 8th. The O'Brien Award goes to the nation's most outstanding college signal caller at the close of the season. 7 weeks after being drafted by the Miami Marlins in the baseball draft, former Tar Heel Colin Moran started out his pro career with a big bang. The sixth pick in this year's first-year players draft found the right field fence with two outs for a solo home run and his first professional at-bat. Moran's single-A Greensboro Grasshoppers went on to win that game against Charleston 4-3. What a great start for a pro career. Despite picking up mid-season, Moran told the Greensboro News Observer right before the game, "It feels like opening day all over again." Moran finished the game 1-for-3 with a walk. Colin's brother Brian, another former Tar Heel player, also had a successful midweek night as he threw a scoreless inning in the AAA All-Star game. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Meanwhile, besides P.J. Hairston, some other current Tar Heels are in the news. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. While we all have our collective noses in a Twitter over the plight of P.J. Hairston, another UNC athlete has reminded us that 99.9% of the news about Carolina is good. Senior freestyler Stephanie Peacock has already won two medals at the World University Games in Kazan, Russia, and she goes for third sometime today. The pride of Cape Coral, Florida, has made us proud halfway around the world. Peacock first won a gold medal in the 1500 free in a World U Games record of 16:04.44. After swimming the semifinals and finals in the 1600, Stephanie was back in the pool that night to qualify for the 800, which she did. The next day, she finished second by a 0.12th of a second and captured a silver medal. Sometime today, Russian time, she will try to become a three-medal winner in the 400, which is a sprint for these human fish. Peacock has also been sending a diary back to the UNC Athletic website, and it's filled with funny stories. The best was the night she took some of her USA gear outside to trade for swag from other countries. She wanted a Russian T-shirt for her brother, so she traded one of hers to a Russian guy who luckily liked to wear his T-shirt skin tight. Sounds like a win-win trade to me. Then Peacock's plight to get the heck out of Russia is a hoot. Right after the 400 finals, she has to hurry back to her dorm room and await inspection before checking out and heading for the airport. Hopefully, she can convince the comrades that her Russian T-shirt was traded fair and square and not ripped off some ripped Ruski's body. We couldn't stand another international headline about one of our athletes committing a crime a million miles away. I can see the headline now in the News and Observer. Peacock picked up for pickpocketing a precious piece of pool gear. The medal she'll be wearing around her neck, of course, were won with her heart and her skill and her smarts. Some attributes way more Tar Heel athletes have than a few who can't seem to stay out of the news for lesser reasons. This is our chance for you. See ya.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
Literally thousands of rings on sale this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Get unbelievable sale prices on all rings this weekend only. All wedding bands, all anniversary bands, all designer engagement ring mounting, three stone rings, special pricing across the board. Plus, ring designers are here from New York showcasing all the latest styles and all on sale. Don't miss the extra savings at Diamonds Direct's largest ever ring event. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. On Glenwood, across from Fleming's.
Don't fragment your healthcare needs into a million little pieces. Keep it clear and simple. Your healthcare services should have one clear-cut goal, to work as one team, in one place for you and your family. UNC Family Medicine offers one place for your whole family with many services like lab and x-ray on site, plus ready care with same-day scheduling, appointment times starting at 7 a.m. and free parking. Call 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Twenty-eight minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. And coming up, just a few minutes, another look at your Chapel Hill Harbor weather. We have more local news coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. And in addition to that, Kenny Mann stopping into the studio. He will talk about tonight's big concert at the University Mall. It will be time for the Sweet Carolina Concert Series. And Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure, the next to last week on the schedule. Next week, it will be Jim Quick and Coastline Band. This week, of course, Kenny Mann, Liquid Pleasure, they just played July 4th in Keenan Stadium in front of about 25,000 people there with the big fireworks show. And so you know it's going to be a great show tonight. A lot of folks love this band. They don't play here that often because they play all over the country, but they will be there tonight, 6:30 until 9 at University Mall in Chapel Hill. Coming up next, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Guard Your ID of Plus Corporation of America. It's half off. $47 for a Guard Your ID stamp set now for $25. Don't wait for someone to steal your identity. Protect it now with a Guard Your ID stamp set. These stamps are designed to conceal private information with a unique pattern that you can stamp onto old bank statements or any other documents. Say goodbye to the paper shredder. This deal includes one large stamp and pad refill, one roller mini and refill, and free shipping. It's half off from Guard Your ID. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget Fridays on the Front Porch tomorrow, 76 degrees, partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, and Tar Heel Station.
Literally thousands of rings on sale this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Get unbelievable sale prices on all rings this weekend only. All wedding bands, all anniversary bands, all designer engagement ring mounting, three stone rings, special pricing across the board. Plus, ring designers are here from New York showcasing all the latest styles and all on sale. Don't miss the extra savings at Diamonds Direct's largest ever ring event. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. Hundreds of residents in the Southern California town of Idlewild have had to leave home because of the threatening wildfire.
We've kind of had to say our goodbyes just in case we don't come back.
More from correspondent Bill Whitaker.
Shifting winds are pointing the flames toward the community of Idlewild. Thousands of people in and around this area had little time to pack up their belongings and leave.
We're in a cabin that's built in the 20s, so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that it's okay.
The tinder dry chaparral in the area hasn't burned for years. Evacuated residents don't know when or if they will see their homes again.
At the U.S. Forest Service, Melody Lardner says 19,000 acres have burned southwest of Palm Springs.
A lot of the terrain is very, very steep and very inaccessible. The vegetation ranges all the way from grasses through chaparral up to conifer trees.
Officials say this wildfire is just 15% contained. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. We have 76 degrees. Look for a high today in the low 90s and just a slight chance of rain late this afternoon and tonight, but only about 20%. Senator Ellie Kinnaird says Governor McCrory's expected signature today on North Carolina's tax reform really hurts the middle and lower classes along with the state's economy on the whole. The Rogers Eubanks neighborhood could be just a month away from finally setting a plan in place for a sewer system. And two more people have filed to represent us in the local municipalities and on the school board. All of the details on those stories on our website at chapelboro.com. Members of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board hope to adopt a new budget tonight, despite the fact that the General Assembly's spending plan is still up in the air. School officials are looking to trim the local budget in anticipation of state-level cuts that could cost the district up to $1.3 million in funding for teaching assistants. The school board spent much of its last meeting reevaluating spending priorities to make sure enough local funding is set aside to cover the budget shortfall. The board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. Your local health department has been recognized by the North Carolina Division of Public Health Communicable Disease Branch for best practice in an outbreak response associated with the spring 2013 measles outbreak. Community Health Services Supervisor at the Orange County Health Department, Judy Butler, says the county's effective response was rooted in its quick action after cases were discovered.
It's not something that you can let lie on your desk for a couple of days and then start working on it.
During the spread, 25 quarantine and isolation orders were given by Orange County. 8 cases of measles infection were confirmed.
This is the largest number of quarantine and isolation orders we've had to issue in quite some time. And one reason for that is that measles is highly infectious.
The news around town this morning. Two UNC doctoral students won second place in the National Science Foundation's Innovation in Graduate Education Challenge. The competition invited graduate students across the country to submit ideas with the potential to improve graduate education and professional development. UNC's Claire Feisler and Justin Ridge submitted their proposal called Stories Project to the Duke UNC scientists. The project creates videos, photography, and storytelling affiliated with the UNC Institute of Marine Sciences and the Duke University Marine Laboratory. It intends to bridge the gap between scientists and the public. And a new sushi bar and Asian fusion restaurant will soon be added to the new 140 West Franklin development in downtown Chapel Hill. Spicy Nine is scheduled to open next year. The owner, Tony Zicketsreth, who also owns Sushi Thai, Raleigh, Sushi Nine, and Sushi Love, will manage the new store with his son. Spicy Nine will join the already open Lime Fresh Mexican Grill, Gigi's Cupcakes, which will open at the end of August, and Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, which is scheduled for early 2014. 8:35 at WCHL, 25 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's Rod Stutz. Special guest in the studio this morning, old friend, one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, ladies and gentlemen, not sure about the adult part, Kenny Mann of Liquid Pleasure. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing all right, Ron. How you doing this morning?
All right. I am looking forward very much to tonight's big concert at University Mall. You don't play around here that often, and folks don't get that much of a chance to hear you.
Well, we play around here some, but not for the public that much.
Mm-hmm.
We do mostly private performances because, you know, there's that famous, I don't know who it was, that's where the money is. But
Well, you had a very public performance recently for the July 4th fireworks demonstration in Kenyon Stadium.
Yeah, we did, and that was exciting. Check it out on YouTube. I just did a few minutes ago, so it was a nice turnout. We had a great time out there.
What do you have in store for tonight? For folks who've never seen Liquid Pleasure, what can they expect?
As I tell my good friend David Hackney, who plays with one of my favorite bands, the Nomads, Liquid Pleasure never plans anything. We don't have a song list. We don't say we're gonna play this because we never know what we're gonna confront. Every show has its own heartbeat. Mm-hmm. I've never played the same show twice. So we get out there and we look at the crowd and we see who's out there, what's out there. And if it's all of a sudden a bunch of students from North Carolina Central, we'll be playing some Yin Yang Twins. But if it's more like we're used to at University Mall, it's probably going to start out with a lot of Motown.
Yeah. Well, you know, Liquid Pleasure is a band that has a big history. You started it when you were about 100 years ago when you were in high school. Middle school, actually,
yeah,
or junior high.
We're Phillips Falcons. We wore the green and white. Gabby Phillips, and that's where Liquid Pleasure started, right there.
And as I said, it was about 100 years ago, so you guys have been playing a long time.
Yeah, Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln spoke at our school. So.
you and your cousin have been together for a long time in this band, right?
Melvin, yeah. Melvin and I, you know, we shared great-grandmothers. There was no daycare centers back in those days. So the four cousins, Kenny, Melvin, Daryl, and Frankie, we were kept by a great-grandmother who was born in, actually, 1884. So she lived in 1971. So we got some really good stories.
Seriously, you guys have played at some pretty big venues. I mean, you played for presidential inaugurations and all kinds of Super Bowl parties and all that sort of stuff.
We get most of the praise for the Obama stuff, but I don't think people realize it. We played for George Bush's inauguration too, the old man Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger Bush, and we played the Clinton inauguration. So I guess that's just what we do. If you ever get elected president, Ryan, I'm sure we'll be playing for yours.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's a promise. If I ever get elected president, I will definitely call on you.
Tea party, right?
Right, uh-huh. Well, you know, the Sweet Carolina Concert Series has been a big success all summer long. It happens at the University Mall from 6:30 until 9. And
right.
I know you guys are going to take the stage at 6:30, and you're going to knock them out.
We're going to try to. You know, I got rushed to the hospital last year after that show. I don't think a lot of people realize that the rescue squad was there. I had a diabetic episode. My blood sugar went down about 30-something. I spent the night in the hospital along with about 30 or 40 of my best fans.
Well, you know, that's how he knocks himself out on stage, folks.
I'm going to eat something today, but you better believe that.
How much you care when you put into each performance. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you tonight, Kenny, and as much as anything, I look forward to seeing what you guys wear.
Oh, yeah.
Because you never know.
we always try to do something different, but we think we found something that's cool in both senses of the word today, because it's going to be hot out there again.
Listen, you guys have a website, right?
We do. All right. LiquidPleasureBand.com. We also have a Facebook page, and you can kind of keep up with us, because you, at the end of the show, you'll probably notice we're jumping right in the truck. We got a plane in Destin, Florida tomorrow night. So.
Yeah.
So we got to hightail it right out after
you,
the show.
You really are on the road again. You're checking my Facebook page and see a picture of Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure on stage at July 4th.
So. Yeah, I went in the coffee shop this morning. Someone said, hey, how you doing, Ryan? They thought I was you.
Well, we do look a lot alike.
We do. We're cousins.
Hey, listen, buddy, thanks very much for coming in, and I'll look forward to seeing you tonight.
Hey, I'll be there with bells on. It's going to be like a reunion again.
Showtime, 6:30 at University Mall in the parking lot there, and there will be so many Chapel Hill Carborough folks there. It's going to be a lot of fun, I promise.
Yeah, we got a couple of fundraisers coming up with Ann Peterson's for Paul's next Saturday night, which will be Friday night, I think. It's next Friday night, University Inn. So we wanted to get that in because we have to turn down a lot of requests for our services for charity stuff. But that was one I wanted to take on. That's a really great thing for the animal shelter.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, listen, buddy, thanks a lot.
Okay.
We'll talk to you tonight.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $199 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Ah, the sounds of summer. The ocean. Cold drinks. And lots of barbecues. You can almost taste it. But summer also means being active and enjoying the outdoors, and it's not too late to shape up, get healthy, and be the best you can be. Enter the Move It, Be Fit, Wealth of Health giveaway, and you can win 1 year of unlimited fitness classes, personal training, fitness assessment, and nutritional coaching, and Move It, Be Fit gear, all valued at over $1,500. Wow, now that's a wealth of health from the great team at Move It, Be Fit, a personal training and yoga studio located in Southwest Durham that focuses on helping you to be healthy and reach your fitness goals. Visit chapelboro.com, WCHL's Facebook page, or tune in to the WCHL Morning News with me, Ron Stutz, to enter today. Entry period ends Sunday, and the winner will be drawn live Monday morning.
8:43, 17 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. We know everybody likes to get in shape for summertime, but just because it's already July does not mean it's too late. We have an incredible giveaway that will ensure you get a total body transformation while you have fun and you stay active. It's the Move It, Be Fit, Wealth of Health giveaway. We're giving one person a year of unlimited fitness classes, personal training, fitness assessment, and nutritional coaching, and Move It, Be Fit gear, all valued at over $1,500. Now that's a wealth of health from the great team at Move It, Be Fit, a personal training and yoga studio located in Southwest Durham that focuses on helping you be healthy and reach all your fitness goals. You can enter until Sunday at midnight by visiting our website, chapelboro.com, and to increase your odds of winning, also enter at WCHL's Facebook page. There's also another way you can enter, and that is by being caller number 3 right now. At 919-929-WCHL.
Now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Finally, the puppet has been offended, not by the hundreds of North Carolinians who have flocked to Raleigh every Monday for the past Moral Monday protest, not by the NAACP who has called out McCrory on how he has lost all control of his party in the General Assembly, not by the local papers that have been reporting his far-right agenda that has passed through this General Assembly, not even by Rachel Nash here at WCHL. He was offended by a newspaper editor 512 miles away in New York City, and not even a registered voter of North Carolina. Yes, our puppet governor was offended and replied to an article in the Times that called out his far-right agenda for the whole world to see. It told all America how, in January, after the election of McCrory as a moderate governor, how the GOP took control of both legislative branches for the first time since Reconstruction. Since then, state government has become a demolition derby, tearing down years of progress in public education, tax policy, racial equality in the courtroom, and access to the ballot box. How could this be offensive? It's the truth. Our state has the fifth highest unemployment rate in the country, and many Republicans insulted the workers by blaming their joblessness on generous benefits. The cruelest decision by lawmakers went into effect this month, ending federal unemployment benefits for 70,000 residents. Another 100,000 will lose their checks later this year because our elected officials chose to give in to corporations and not pass a jobs bill that is desperately needed. Those still receiving benefits will find that they have been cut by a third to a maximum of only $350 a week from $535. And the length of time they can receive benefits has been slashed from 26 weeks to as few as 12. In fact, North Carolina is the only state that has turned down long-term federal benefits because it wants to pay back the $2.5 billion it owes to Washington 3 years sooner. How could this be offensive? It's the truth. So my question to the puppet, how can the truth be so offensive that you had to reply to him and not your voters? North Carolina was once considered a beacon of farsightedness of the South, an exception in a region of poor education, intolerance, and tight-fistedness. In a few short months, Republicans have begun to dismantle a reputation that took years to build with a new tax policy that will benefit Art Pope both as a citizen and a businessman, lowering his personal and corporate tax bill to zero. How could this be offensive? It's the truth, and this is why we post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Papich. The state Senate is set to work on a bill that would require North Carolinians to show an ID before they vote. We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Barbara Duke, Chapel Hill. I would say yes to ascertaining persons of legal age to vote, Senator.
My name is Matt Smith, and I live in Carver. I think it's stupid, personally. I mean, I just think it's one way that they're trying to keep the vote and keep the voters down. Clearly.
Miriam Avendano, Carborough. Show an ID to be able to vote? Yeah, I think that's fine.
Michaela, Blackwell, and Mebbin. I feel like it kind of messes with privacy. I don't think people would like that.
I live in Charlotte. My name is Steven Simpson. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with showing an ID. I think we're in a time now where everybody should have an ID. Everybody should be able to tell who they are.
How would you feel about needing an ID to vote?
Ken Ellis in Pittsburgh. I feel that's a good move. I have no problem with providing an ID for anything like that. We as Americans, you know, should be willing to prove that we are and not have a problem with that.
My name is Richard Thompson. I live in Chapel Hill. Personally, don't mean to discriminate, don't mean it to be, but I just think it would be a good thing. So I'm kind of for it. I can't get on an airplane. I can't buy alcohol. I can't do a lot of things unless I show a driver's license or a government-issued identification.
Keith Sneed, Apex. I don't have a problem showing your voter registration card, but voter ID, I don't support it.
Glenda Cruz in Durham. Sure, I agree with it because we need some identification and some confirmation of where people live, who they are, and for everything to be legit.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors.
Did you know that there are more than 1,000 nonprofits in Orange County, and they need help with accounting and tax services like any other business? We can help with obtaining tax-exempt status, setting up your accounting systems, preparing tax returns, and being there to hold your hand if the IRS comes knocking.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
I'm Gerald Vermoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. Selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
Our congratulations to Lauren Clark of Durham, who called in and got qualified to win the Move It Be Fit Wealth of Health giveaway from WCHL and Move It Be Fit. And we'll have two chances for you to call in and get qualified tomorrow as well. Don't forget, you can also go visit chapelboro.com. And also, to increase your odds of winning, you can enter at WCHL's Facebook page as well and here on the air. Good luck, and we will have a winner for you next week. Time out for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget, Friday's on the front porch starting at 5 in the afternoon on Friday to end your week with a big time. Friday's on the front porch at the Carolina Inn. Traffic has been moving along fairly smoothly all morning long. Anytime during the day, you can call us, 919-9678-363. If you see anything unusual, anything that's causing some major problems or delays, call us and report it. We'll pass it along. You will become a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also tweet us at WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Listen, if burgers are not your thing, you'd enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today in the low 90s, really warm, muggy day, but not much of a chance of rain. Low tonight, about 72. And tomorrow, exactly the same, slight chance of rain with a high once again in the low 90s. 8:52, 8 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up today is WCHL Hometown Hero.
Ah, the sounds of summer. The ocean. Cold drinks. And lots of barbecues. You can almost taste it. But summer also means being active and enjoying the outdoors, and it's not too late to shape up, get healthy, and be the best you can be. Enter the Move It, Be Fit, Wealth of Health giveaway, and you can win 1 year of unlimited fitness classes, personal training, fitness assessment, and nutritional coaching, and Move It, Be Fit gear, all valued at over $1,500. Wow, now that's a wealth of health from the great team at Move It, Be Fit, a personal training and yoga studio located in Southwest Durham that focuses on helping you to be healthy and reach your fitness goals. Visit chapelboro.com, WCHL's Facebook page, or tune in to the WCHL Morning News with me, Ron Stutz, to enter today. Entry period ends Sunday, and the winner will be drawn live Monday morning.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
Thank you to everyone for their great submissions for this month's Chapel Bros shortlist. Now it's time to vote to see who are your favorites. Go to chapelbro.com, click on Chapel Bros shortlist, and vote for where you think is the best place to dine outside. You can also win a $10 gas card to Cruisers just by voting. Voting ends next Thursday, so vote today and good luck to all of our businesses. But remember, only the top five will make Chapelboro's shortlist.
You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? It's a Yiddish word. Give you a little hint. It begins with an S. Tell me what it means and how to spell it, and you can be a winner. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you're the first correct caller.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
When our Chapel Hill community is in trouble, who do we turn to? Well, we rely heavily on our emergency responders. One such person is Robert Bosworth, the former Deputy Fire Chief and Special Operations Officer for the town of Chapel Hill. Robert Bosworth is Chapel Hill's Emergency Management Coordinator, and we certainly relied on him and all the other folks who worked with him during the recent flooding.
People need to be aware of their own situations. They need to be aware of what the weather's doing, and they also need to be aware of what risks where they're either working or living, what the risks are to those areas. If they are working or living in a flood-prone area, they need to be watching the weather more because we know just how quickly the water comes up. You need to be thinking about where you're going to park your car so that it doesn't get damaged by flood. You need to be aware of when it starts raining and do you have a way to get away from the, if you were in a flood-prone area, so that you don't get caught up in the flood, or other measures such as sheltering in place. If you're on a ground floor apartment, do you know that you can go to the second floor and wait it out? It's the same things that sort of are preached always in emergency management, which is be prepared to take care of yourself at the start of it all. And if you get into a situation where it is life and death, that's where the 911 calls are so important so that we can get the responders out to those areas. But the biggest thing is be aware of your situation.
Robert Bosworth is today's WCHL hometown hero. He could be our hometown hero every day of the year because he's always on duty. And he says the recent flooding that we got in our community was unfortunate, but if it happens again, he and the other responders will be just as ready as they can possibly be.
Some of the command and control stuff is heightened just because if we start seeing the storms building, we'll be more observant. We will have communication between the different departments. We'll be ready to put out barricades to the areas that we know flood. But the biggest thing that we're watching for is at what point do we trigger a full-blown response? And I think one of the things that we were taught is just how quickly that can happen. And I think we're sort of in that same vulnerable state just because there's nowhere really for the water to go. We're still so saturated on the ground. So probably the biggest thing that we're doing to prepare is the recognition of how vulnerable we are and making sure that we have those lines of communication up between the different departments so that we can respond as quickly as possible.
Robert Bosworth, longtime firefighter and the town of Chapel Hill's emergency management coordinator. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
You can't miss Diamonds Direct Crabtree's largest ever ring event this weekend. Every ring is on sale. Thousands. It's a great time to take her existing diamond and give it new life with a fabulous new designer setting. Meet top designers and see all the latest styles and get special pricing on all wedding bands, all sapphire rings, all stackable rings, all three stone rings. It's 3 days of incredible savings on all rings. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know, I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Guard Your ID of Plus Corporation of America. It's half off. $47 for a Guard Your ID stamp set now for $25. Don't wait for someone to steal your identity. Protect it now with a Guard Your ID stamp set. These stamps are designed to conceal private information with a unique pattern that you can stamp onto old bank statements or any other documents. Say goodbye to the paper shredder. This deal includes one large stamp and pad refill, one roller mini and refill, and free shipping. It's half off from Guard Your your ID. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Gotta go. See you on the radio.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web.